Our members are comprised almost totally of independent storefront retailers.
And obviously, over the past couple of decades at least, they've had stiff competition from larger bookstore chains. I would assume that your membership now is a fairly hardy breed.
I think that you're correct. There has been significant competition in the form of the corporate stores, the big box retailers that we all know their names. And then in the last several years with the onset of very strong internet booksellers, there has been significant fall off, but the people that have left have figured out what are the business strategies that will do well for them in the marketplace.
What are some of those ideas that booksellers have gotten onto in the last few years that have kept them going in this new business climate?
I think that the successful independent bookstore of today is one that very, very strongly ties themselves to their local community. The whole idea of shop local, independence, local sustainable economies, and the green movement have provided a nexus for a strategy that works in the marketplace.
Yet, in some cases, stores that have participated in that, like Pages, are starting to go by the wayside. What are the new challenges, and how are the bookstores that are still around able to work in this more difficult economic picture?
Well, it's actually quite a testament to the people that are left. As you know, this is not isolated to the book industry. That business in general, small business more pointedly, and small independent business most of all, are under tremendous stress in this economy. This recession is a retail credit-based recession and has been devastating to all business, no less so for small independent business. This business environment, this past holiday season, has been terrible for any segment of retailing.
You mentioned, obviously, the retail, the front end, but you also mentioned that there are problems that we may not see with independent booksellers and how they've been able to do business in the past with credit and that sort of thing. What kinds of things are they running into with their banks and their other financial dealings?
Credit has dried up. It is very difficult to get financing of any kind. Now, in a retail business where you depend on the flow of inventory, the cutting off of credit, and again, this is not limited to independents or small retailers. General Motors ran out of money. The credit crunch is quite devastating to any kind of retailing.
How are booksellers dealing now compared to the big box chains? Is the pain going equally through the entire industry, or are you seeing the smaller booksellers suffering even more than the bigger chains?
No, I don't want to say that independents are suffering more than other people. Everybody is suffering, and it's those businesses that figure out a strategy that works that are the ones that are going to be surviving. And we really believe that the independence, flexibility, and ability to tie themselves very, very, very closely to the institutions of their local community and to be identified as a part of a community as a word has great resonance with consumers right now. People are feeling isolated and alone, and anything that can bring them together with a sense of community is going to fare fairly well. And bookstores are the perfect example of businesses that do that.